It's time for Paul Speranza's Long Range Winter Weather Forecast Show, sponsored by B-Squared Realty. From Tryon to Maggie Valley, let Brian Bird and B-Squared Realty help you buy or sell your next home. Find out more at HendoRealtor.com. Care Solutions Mobility Center, restoring independence and erasing boundaries, 1419 Asheville Highway or on Edney Street. Visit caresolutions.us. Kaysen Oil, providing the best fuel oil and petroleum products in the area and featuring the best brands, the most trusted customer care, and the most dependable delivery services. Visit KaysenOil.com. Cheap Chips, formerly Mr. Pete's, 5 locations in Henderson County to serve you. For gas, snacks, and stuff, visit Cheap Chips. G&B Energy, dependable propane delivery to your home, farm, or business with competitive pricing and unmatched service. Visit gbenergy.com. And Warren Restoration. When you need a restoration company that can handle the cleanup from water damage, fire and smoke damage, or storm damage, Warren Restoration is the team you need. Warren Restoration. It's going to be okay. WarrenRestoration.com. And welcome to Paul Speranza's live winter weather forecast special. A huge thanks to those sponsors there who help make this possible, make this 30 minutes possible for us to bring you Paul Speranza, Henderson County's most trusted weatherman. As usual, Paul, we'll have three segments. We'll break everything down here in three segments today. We'll start, Paul, with what you're expecting now. You wanted to touch basis a little bit on what's happening with Nicole and what we can expect here locally over the next little bit.
Yes, sir. Mark, today is Wednesday, November 9th, 5 p.m. I know this show is going to be recorded.
Yeah.
So when you go back, you can know the exact time and the date that we're doing this. And, you know, nobody knows for sure exactly. I'm going to give you scenarios as we continue going, but I want to run over a few things last year. This is going to be our third year of a La Nina. And I'm going to give you some ideas what we're looking at. But first, I want to talk about Nicole. Nicole, as of 4 o'clock, is about 125 miles east of the Florida, Central Florida coast there. And it will make landfall tonight as probably at least a Category 1. There's still some uncertainty. Well, it could make a Category 2. It will be a nuisance storm. It's going to make a lot of problems for flooding and high surf and rip currents and so forth as it comes in around 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning. Then come across southeast Florida and then move northwestward. And then from there, I'll start making the curve to the north and northeast. And there will be plenty of wind and rain down in those areas. But here tonight, there's nothing going on. So go out and enjoy the evening. But we will clouds will start streaking in after midnight and temperatures will be down in the mid 40s. Thursday, we could have some rain early, but the rains will start to come in as the afternoon progresses, and temperatures will be seasonable in the upper 50s. And then Thursday night going into Friday, some of that rain will be locally moderate to heavy. The winds are going to be picking up out of the northeast, 10 to 15 to 20 miles an hour. Friday is Veterans Day. It doesn't look like a great day for anything going on for ceremonies outside. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be windy, anywhere from southwest winds 10 to 15 to 20 to 25 to 30 miles an hour. Some of the rain locally moderate to heavy again. It's going to be very mild out there. So when you walk out there, it's going to feel more like spring than November with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then if everything moves accordingly, by the time you get into Friday night, we're back to partly cloudy skies. It's going to be breezy out there. Temperatures in the upper 40s. And as we get into Saturday, we will have another front coming through. So we'll see changeable skies out there with increasing clouds by the afternoon as this front comes in. There's not going to be any weather with it except for the clouds. And temperatures will be in the upper 50s and a northwest wind averaging under 10. Rain projections for our area from what may happen with Nicole will be 3.5 to 4 inches starting from late Thursday night and during the day on Friday. So once again, there could be some localized flooding. The winds could possibly bring some old trees down with that wind blowing out there. But the emphasis will be to the east of us where the real impacts will be taking place. Raleigh going to the coast and then heading up into the mid-Atlantic. And gradually, by the time you get into Saturday, going up into New England.
So that's a lot of rain in a short amount of time for us.
A lot of rain. And, you know, last month, October, we were very dry. We were way below normal. But, you know, a week ago, we had some decent rains across the county. So, you know, if we get, just say we get 3 inches of rain and call it even at that, for what we already had, and if you add the 3 inches on that projection, we'll be over for the month of November. So, you know, that's what we're looking at for that. So,
okay.
It's just one of those scenarios that I think this will be our last tropical system that we'll be talking about. And then our heads are going to start turning more for a winter outlook for the country and what may go on across our general area.
Yep, which we will be talking about very shortly here. One of the things you wanted to talk about in our first segment, Paul, and you do this every year, is we got to know where we come from to know where we're going. And you talk a little bit about last year's winter, what happened and how that's setting up for this year.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the, so for those that have the weather calendars, you could turn those pages and see that. The new one that we're going to talk about at the end has everything broken down from completely every month, every day for last year. So you could compare what's going on this year compared to what went on last year. But we're just going to give you the rain totals for November. We had 2.6 inches. That was below normal. And December was, well, let's start first of all, 2.6 degrees below normal for November. Rain was below normal. December, we were 8.4 degrees above normal. Rainfall was below normal. January was one below normal on temperatures, and that's when we had the snowstorm in the middle of January.
Yeah.
And rain was below normal. February was 2.3 degrees above normal. Rain was above normal. And then March was 3.5 degrees above normal, and rain was above normal. And what I'm going to give you, some of the scenarios that are not going to include November, they'll include November through February. They won't go into March. I'm going to give you an outlook when I do it at the end.
Okay.
From November right through March.
Ah.
And we'll try to break it down. We'll see accordingly if that materializes what I'm seeing coming in at the later part of the show.
Okay. Do you want to cover anything else before we go to our next segment and talk about the scenarios that that you see with the models coming up?
No, we'll talk that section two. We'll throw that out next, and then we'll do the third section at the very end and talk about different things.
All right, great. We'll be back with Paul Speranza is live extended long range winter weather forecast segment two coming up. We'll talk about the scenarios that have been put out there. And then in segment three, we'll talk about the scenarios that Paul thinks will most likely happen. Make sure you tune in very closely to our sponsors who help make this great program happen.
Latest, call me one of them utter cars.
An Uber.
I'm going over to Care Solutions on Edney Street and get me one of them vision things for our computer. While they've got this gizmo, it hooks up to your computer and makes the writing really big so that you can read it and see it. Why, it even types the emails from your voice. I can tell it to go to WTZQ.com. And then we can listen to the winter weather forecast. That Paul Speranza, why, he's better than a woolly worm. And those friendly guys over at Care Solutions, they can help you with almost anything. They'll keep you independent. Now call me up that Uber car.
You mean an Uber?
Cheap Chips, formerly known as Mr. Pete's. With 5 locations in Henderson County, Cheap Chips is there to serve you. Fill up your tank with gas and pick up a bag of chips and a drink. Cheap Chips is locally owned and operated. Visit a Cheap Chips near you today. Now hiring all locations.
While it might be cozy to snuggle up next to a hot fire, winter storms can also bring unexpected challenges like frozen pipes that burst and roof damage that can wreak havoc on your home. Warren Restoration to the Rescue. Serving Hendersonville and surrounding counties, the team at Warren Restoration can help with water damage, storm damage, and so much more. With 24-hour emergency service, Warren Restoration is the first call to make when a storm strikes your home. Warren Restoration, 595-4776. It's going to be okay.
Hi, this is Steve Pettis, and I'd like to tell you about my realtor, Brian Bird of B-Squared Realty. Brian did a tremendous job guiding us through the home buying process. From showing us houses on our schedule to researching properties to keeping us informed all the way to closing. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home or land, I recommend you contact Brian Bird with B-Squared Realty in Hendersonville.
I'm B Squared, and I approve this message.
Cold weather is coming, so you'd better be prepared. Kaysen Oil has fuel oil and K1 kerosene readily available. Schedule your delivery today by calling 693-0246. Family owned and operated, Kaysen Oil, serving our community for over 40 years.
Fall weather is here. Check out these great propane fuel deals from G&B Energy. Get cozy with a new fireplace and save up to $350 in rebates on Cozy Heat fireplaces, or receive a free on and off remote control when purchasing gas log sets over $700. The best deal of all? Rinnai tankless water heaters start at $395 after rebates. Visit G&B Energy today on Boylston Highway in Mills River or in Weaverville, or gbenergy.com. Restrictions apply. Rebates are for LP products only.
And we are back with Paul Speranza's live long-range winter weather forecast here on theCUBE, brought to you by those great sponsors. Make sure you check in with those sponsors and tell them thanks for helping provide the airtime for this program. So, Paul, let's start talking about those scenarios you say that you will bring up. There's various scenarios that people say possibly will happen this winter. So let's talk about those scenarios before we get to the final section where you narrow it down to what you actually think is going to happen with those scenarios.
Yes, Mark. Back in June, people came to me with the Farmer's Almanac. And the Farmer's Almanac actually came out and said, we're going to have an extremely cold winter across our area in the eastern part of the United States. And I said, well, it's only June and July. I said, winter's 6 months down the road, and we'll see how that all plays out. And then shortly, the National Weather Service last week came out with their forecast, because we're dealing with a La Nina. So it's cut and dry for the National Weather Service. They don't put nothing out there. You could look at it. Anybody could pull it up and look at it. It's telling you that the temperatures are going to be above normal, and precipitation is going to be below normal across this area. So, I mean, it's cut and dry with them. It's nothing that you're talking about that will influence you on how you might want to make a decision on your winter forecast. I know there's other scenarios out there from different organizations out there. A lot of them are going with that scenario where it's going to be a very warm winter. And that's why before, on the first segment, I try to bring out some of the temperatures that we had for last year. Because when you're dealing with La Nina, nothing's written in stone. Yes, there are going to be some warm periods in there. Don't get me wrong. But we're going to talk about next week coming up, Sunday through the following Sunday. Right now, as we speak to you, we're 7 degrees above normal for the month of November. It's been some great weather out there, temperatures in the low to mid-70s for several days. But by next week, when you look at your weather calendar, a normal high in January is 47 degrees. You're looking at temperatures running in the mid to upper 40s for many days, with temperatures around 50 by the time you get later in the week. So if you look at what the normal high is right now for Henderson County, you're going to have a week of like late fall, winter weather coming in. So like I said, we're going to be talking many scenarios there. One of the things that I want to talk about, and you're not going to hear this from anybody. You could turn on any 13, 4, 7, whoever you want to watch, Fox. If you look at the Indian Ocean right now, the Indian Ocean is very cold. And people say, well, why are you looking at the Indian Ocean? Because that has a play on what may or may not happen across the eastern part of the United States. If you look at just the scenario for the Indian Ocean being cold, that usually spells a very warm winter across the eastern part of the United States. But then when you look at the next scenario, looking off of South America, Central South America westward, and then you look off the Pacific coast and the waters over there are warm, the water off of South America is cold, that throws in the scenario that it's a toss-up. Could it be cold or could it be warm? Like I said, you can't just come out and say it's going to be cold or it's going to be a warm winter. There's a lot of scenarios that you got to look at. And another scenario that we're going to be talking about is the blocking that's going to be taking place over Greenland and Iceland as we continue getting going into this winter. And if you get that, you're going to have the surge, just like the cold air that's coming down now. That not now, but I mean, starting on Sunday through all next week, you're going to get those bands of cold coming down. And remember, this is November. And if you could get this cold air coming in as cold as it is right this minute, that's coming down next week. Imagine after you get all the snow up in Canada and everything, the ground is frozen, and that has that highs don't have anything to do but stay cold. So the further south they come, the colder the air is going to be. And we're going to talk about that scenario at the end for my forecast that we're looking at to come across the area.
That's going to be interesting. So La Nina, again, for the third straight year, what does that ultimately mean for us?
The cooling of the waters out in the Pacific.
Okay.
So California and them are probably going to have another dry out southwest part. If you're living out there or going out there for vacation, it's probably going to be warm and dry. And then you go look at the scenarios across the other parts of the country, the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes are probably going to be quite chilly for a good chunk of the winter. And then you get down to Florida, they'll probably be above normal to normal temperatures around there. But I'm leaving our section out till the end because there's no good talking about that first until we get to that third section of our scenario there.
All right. And of course, that is that's when you'll talk about the scenario that you ultimately see happening for us this coming winter.
Yeah, well, we're going to, hopefully that will be the scenario. It may not please everybody. It may please many, but we'll see. Like I said, no, I gave out a couple of scenarios there. You know, the Weather Service, the Farmer's Almanac, other private organizations are coming out with a very warm winter. But that's the point that I want to bring out on the third scenario. We're going to start from the month of November.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been warm. Very warm. We're 7 degrees above normal for the first 8 days of the month. But you still got to the 30th of the month. So, like I said, that things do change in weather. Nothing's written in stone. And like I said, we try to look at these things and we try to project what may or may not happen. But like I said, nobody knows for sure until it actually comes rolling in across our area.
Of course. All right. We've got a lot to cover then in our third segment. So we're going to go ahead and take our next break here, and we'll be back with a jam-packed information-formed segment for segment three, the final segment for Paul Speranza's live long-range extended weather forecast exclusively right here on The Cube.
Latest, call me one of them utter cars.
An Uber.
I'm going over to Care Solutions on Edney Street and get me one of them vision things for our computer. While they've got this gizmo, it hooks up to your computer and makes the writing really big so that you can read it and see it. Why, it even types the emails from your voice. I can tell it to go to WTZQ.com and then we can listen to the winter weather forecast. That Paul Speranza, why, he's better than a woolly worm. And those friendly guys over at Care Solutions, they can help you with almost anything. They'll keep you independent. Now call me up that Uber car.
You mean an Uber?
Cheap Chips, formerly known as Mr. Pete's. With 5 locations in Henderson County, Cheap Chips is there to serve you. Fill up your tank with gas and pick up a bag of chips and a drink. Cheap Chips is locally owned and operated. Visit a Cheap Chips near you today. Now hiring all locations.
While it might be cozy to snuggle up next to a hot fire, winter storms can also bring unexpected challenges like frozen pipes that burst and roof damage that can wreak havoc on your home. Warren Restoration to the rescue. Serving Hendersonville and surrounding counties, the team at Warren Restoration can help with water damage, storm damage, and so much more. With 24-hour emergency service, Warren Restoration is the first call to make when a storm strikes your home. Warren Restoration, 595-4776. It's going to be okay.
Hi, this is Steve Pettis, and I'd like to tell you about my realtor, Brian Bird of B-Squared Realty. Brian did a tremendous job guiding us through the home buying process. From showing us houses on our schedule to researching properties to keeping us informed all the way to closing. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home or land, I recommend you contact Brian Bird with B-Squared Realty in Hendersonville.
I'm B-Squared, and I approve this message.
Cold weather is coming, so you'd better be prepared. Case and Oil has fuel oil and K1 kerosene readily available. Schedule your delivery today by calling 693-0246. Family owned and operated, Case and Oil, serving our community for over 40 years.
Fall weather is here. Check out these great propane fuel deals from G&B Energy. Get cozy with a new fireplace and save up to $350 in rebates on Cozy Heat fireplaces, or receive a free auto off remote control when purchasing gas log sets over $700. The best deal of all, Rinnai tankless water heaters start at $395 after rebates. Visit G&B Energy today on Boylston Highway in Mills River or in Weaverville, or gbenergy.com. Restrictions apply. Rebates are for LP products only.
And we are back with the third and final segment of Paul's live long-range extended winter weather forecast here on The Cue. And this one will cover Paul's scenario, what he thinks is going to happen this coming winter, when we may have our first snow, and a few other things. Paul, let's get started. Let's tell you, you talked about some of those scenarios. Tell us what you think is going to happen here.
Well, first of all, the scenarios that I just mentioned, every one of them have merit to it. None of them could be right. None of them could be wrong. We're just going to have to wait and see. Like I said, looking at how the atmosphere is setting itself up. But, I mean, a lot of people want a cold winter. A lot of people want a warm winter. And I'm going to tell you now what I'm expecting to see. Now,
okay. It's
been the first 7 days of the month, 8 days of the month, it's been warm around here. Like I said, it was 7 degrees above normal as of midnight across our area. We're going to get a shot of very cold air. It's come right out of the Arctic. It's coming across central Canada and then down into the Midwest and then gradually getting over here from Sunday through the following Sunday. So you're looking at temperatures during that time frame running way below the normal 30-year averages. When you look at your weather calendar, you can see where you're supposed to be. So that's going to knock those temperatures down as we get going into the month of November. So I believe by the time we get into the end of November, our temperatures are going to be back down to normal, if not below normal, than what we were seeing. The Weather Service started from November through February. That's what they give out there. They're going with the La Nina. They're going with a very warm pattern. It's going to be dry, and it's cut and dry for them. There's nothing. They don't talk about anything. If you look at the averages, that's what happens. And you remember last year we had a La Nina here, and we ended up with snowfall in the month of January. Our snowfall across Henderson County on a normal 30-year average is between 8 to 14 inches, depending where you are elevation-wise and terrain-wise. On that storm that came in the middle part of, I think it was the 12th of January, we had anywhere from 10 to 15 inches of snow. Here up on Long John, where all the information's recorded for that weather calendar, I ended up with an even 12 inches of snow. My normal yearly total is 12 inches. So I was right where I was supposed to be on that one storm, and we ended up with a little more snow as we continue on both sides of that scenario there. So some places down in town, going down into the lower areas, ended up with 10. And there were a couple of places that had reliable information up on top of Laurel Park out there. They had about 15 inches of snow. So it just depended where you were. So you can't write off that you're not going to get any snow. And we're going to talk about where I see snow coming. As we continue working through the month of November, we're going to see the temperatures cooling down quite a bit compared to what we've been seeing. But as we get into the week of Thanksgiving, those temperatures are going to get back closer to where they're supposed to be for the 30-year average on a high in Thanksgiving Day is 56 degrees. So you're going to be pretty close to that, give or take a degree either side of that. And then we'll probably level out and we'll warm up a little bit as we get into the month of December. But at the same time, when you start seeing what's going on over Greenland and Iceland, and you start seeing that block taking place, everything shows that by the time you get into probably the second week in December or by the middle of December through the end of December, going into the beginning of January, it's going to get cold here. And that would be the time scenario that I would say, if you're going to see snow around here, that would be the probably prior to Christmas, going into the Christmas week, would be where you have the opportunity of seeing snow. You got to have it cold before you can get snow here, Mark. So
yeah, and that's interesting. That's interesting, Paul, because we've seen that over the last few years. I know there's been, you know, a weekend or two before Christmas that we've gotten a lot of snow over the last few years.
And it's, you know, this is only the 9th of November. It's
yeah.
too early to tell, you know, if we're going to have this much or that much or no snow. But one thing that I want to say is after that scenario is if that materializes, like it's showing down the road, and that's why I'm saying it's, you're going to get cold. You're not going to stay warm the whole winter. Other ones are putting you from November through February, where it's going to be very warm out here. And this is why I'm bringing out the points where, yeah, you're going to get warm spells. You're going to get cold spells. But if you get these blocking over Greenland and Iceland, that's going to shove all that cold air that's to the north. It's got to go somewhere, and it comes southward. So it'll come across Canada and then down into the middle part of the country and then spread eastward across the eastern part of the United States. So, you know, like I said, yeah, you might have some very warm days mixed in there, but you got to look at the picture as a whole, not just because you had a warm 7 days or 8 days of November. You still got the rest of the month. You got to see what happens. And like I said, next week, starting Sunday through Sunday, your temperatures are going to be way below normal. So they'll cut those above normal temperatures way back down to normal, or even maybe before it's done, be below normal. But as we continue working through the rest of December into beginning of January, we will see another warming trend coming in. Remember, we talk about many of the last few years, we talk about this the Southeast Ridge. And that's a killer for it. It's going to not be the greatest season for the ski areas this year. I'll throw that out right now. If you're a ski area lover, you're going to have to head north. You're going to have to go up into the high mountains of West Virginia, or going up into northern New England, or once again, go out west, where they're going to have their share of plenty of snow out in the Rockies. But here, we're not looking for a lot of snow unless we get a surprise storm like we did last year, where it wasn't a surprise. We talked about it, but you had plenty of Gulf moisture to work with. And that brought the snow in where we had all our normal snowfall and above normal snowfall, depending where you were in the county, in the middle part of January. And then after that, we gave those temperatures out. What happened? By the time you got into February, you were 2.3 degrees above normal. In March, you were 3.5 degrees above normal. So you could see that Southeast Ridge came in off the Atlantic, retrograded back to the west, and brought in the warm air. So I would say right now, looking at what I see down the road, is the middle part of December going into the beginning of January probably will be much colder than normal. That's where you're going to have your opportunity of snow coming into the forecast across our area of the country. As we get into January, it looks like that Southeast Ridge will come in. At times, you'll get these fronts that come through, drop those temperatures down. But then we're going to talk about another scenario where it's not good for many people, is where you could get ice. Because if you're going to get ice, you got to have cold. Well, if you want snow, you got to have cold to start off with at the top layer of the atmosphere, 32 or below. But if you get warm air coming in off the Atlantic with that Southeast Ridge, it's going to bring your warm air aloft. And that means where are you going to get the snow from? These people that I listen to them on TV talking, they're talking about snow, but have they looked at what the temperatures are aloft? No, because if it's above 32, it's not going to start off with snow. It's going to be liquid. So as it falls through the atmosphere and the cold air is dense, it gets down to the surface, you could end up with more ice scenarios during that time frame, January into February. Then you look down the road again. Looks like by that time we get into March, like I said, you don't see these other forecasts going that far. Looks like we will start cooling down again just as we get to the end of winter time, where you think it should start warming up. We will start cooling down. But remember, your mean temperature in March is going way up. You're getting close to spring, so it's not going to be as cold as what it could be in January or February, but March does look like it's definitely going to cool down again. So if you're going to see snow around here, I can't tell you how much. I'm not going to talk about what I see. Nothing's written in stone, but that would be probably going into the second week of December or the middle part of December, right through the rest of the year, going into the very beginning of January, before we may see a change. Now, if that blocking continues to stay in place, then the cold air will continue to come down. But it looks like after that, we'll start going into another phase in the atmosphere, and that will change the scenario again, where you'll bring these Pacific air masses across the country. And they're cool, but they're not cold, and they're not warm, but it's not suitable to get a bunch of snow out of that. But the scenario for ice may be more a scenario that you may have to look at.
Mm. Yeah, we don't want that scenario. We don't want the ice.
No, no. And, you know, being in weather, January 1st will be 53 years. And I see these things. And, you know, Kay doesn't want to even hear what I got to talk about when it comes to that. Because she says, I don't want to hear about what's happening 60 days down the road. She says, I want to know what's going on tomorrow. But like I said, when you deal with weather, you just can't look at what's going on. And you, people that listen to me every day on the radio, how many times have I come out with 2-3 weeks out forecast, out talking about things that are going to happen? And then when it does come about and it does happen, everybody else is on it talking about it like they just got the information. They want to be the first to talk about it. So, you know, like I said, I try to bring out things that I see. As I said, nothing's written in stone for that scenario, but we could only hope for the best that we could have some snow for some people, but like I said, the skiers this year are going to be well below normal. But if you can get the cold coming in the middle of December, they could at least start making snow under 28 degrees, and they could, you know, start piling it up there. But, you know, when you got spring conditions in the January and February, it's not the best. Like I said, that already looking at some of the outlooks for the ski areas for out west and here and going up to New England. And the New England does look like they're going to be doing well, and out west they're going to do well. But around here, like I said, it doesn't look that great. But then again, if you could get the cold and you can make the snow, then you can make some profit for people to come up and spend their money.
Sure, but ultimately you're saying we could be getting a little colder mid-December towards the end, and that's when we could possibly see at some point in time our first snow for the season.
Yep, how much or not. Of course, as we get closer, I'll be yelling out to you, telling you to get your snow shovel ready or your ice pick ready and so forth.
Okay.
But just want to take a – I know we're getting already in our 30-minute forecast part, but I just want to mention, if anybody's interested in our weather observation program, we have 12 people that are all different parts of the county. Just give Mark or Dave a call at the radio station. It's a volunteer program. You can work when you want to do it. I'll tell you the times that you have to do it. And you hear us announce it when we have rain. One number, when you watch TV, they're giving you one number. Like the Asheville Airport the other day had 22 hundredths of rain. And you heard across the county anywhere from an inch to 2 to 2.5 inches of rain fell. So that one number doesn't fit everybody across Henderson County. And all the people that use our equipment are all using National Weather Service standard equipment, not one of those little cheap plastic tubes that you buy at a hardware store.
Right, so feel free to reach out to us here at the radio station if you'd like to get into the weather watching program. We'd love to have you as part of the family.
Yeah, and you know, we have a good time. You got to love weather to do it. You know, like I said, we try to tell people where you're located out there or how much rain you had, because like I said, you can't just go out and say one number is going to fit everybody. And the other thing is, before we close up tonight, and again, thank you for all the listeners, I'll be with our 2023 weather calendars. They were distributed a couple of weeks ago. They're going very, very well. I'm going to be down at Ace Hardware again this coming Saturday from 10 to 2. I will have the calendars there. I will also be signing them again. And I'll be probably coming in the doorway where you'll see my table and everything set up and me talking with the customers out there. And like I said, it's a great item. If you like anything to, with statistical information, it's all completely different this year. Like I said earlier in the show, you could turn to whatever month you want to look at. It's all broken down for everything that happened here up on Long John, day by day, rainfall, snow totals, everything else that you want to see. Your 30-year averages are down. On the right-hand side is all statistical information. And like I said, you could compare what's happening now compared to what happened last year. And it's all there in black and white to see it in front of you.
Absolutely, Paul. It's a great tool to have, especially if someone who is interested in weather locally here. So.
Yeah, and they're $10. There's no tax on them. And just real fast, places you can get them, of course, at WTCQ Radio. You could go get them at NC Printing there on Highway 191, just past Joey's Bagels. You could go to Dish Girl on the corner of Main and 6th, just below where Skip Sawyer's State Farm is. You could go see the Shermans at, on Main Street. Becky and Russ would be happy to see you. You could go to R.C. Fisher on 4th Avenue West, the jewelry store. He has them. You could go to Ace Hardware. 7 days a week, they're open. Just go to the counter. You'll see the signs at the register. You could go down to Quality Floors. They're on Highway 25, just south, or should I say, just across from the Bowling Alley. Chris Moffitt would be happy to talk to you out there. They got them. But once again, the only thing we ask is, if you're going to buy a calendar, don't come in with a $100 bill and say, I want to buy one calendar. They're not banks. They're businesses. So try to bring in the exact amount. They're $10. There's no tax. And we'll have them as long as we could keep them going for this season. And once again, it's a great gift to give out at Christmas time.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much for your time this evening. We appreciate it. And we'll be back with you early tomorrow morning, right?
Yep. We'll talk about what's going on with Nicole and everything else and Nicole that's coming. And everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great night. It's back to you at the studios.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. Paul Speranza's long-range winter weather forecast exclusively right here on theCUE. Please listen to the outro very carefully and listen to these sponsors. And when you get an opportunity, thank them so much for providing the airtime for Paul's informative long-range winter weather forecast show from Henderson County's most trusted weatherman, exclusively right here on The Cue.
You've been listening to Paul Speranza's long-range winter weather forecast. A recording of this complete program can be heard on our website. Just go to WTZQ.com, click on Features, and scroll down to Paul Speranza's weather. This winter weather special broadcast has been brought to you by B Squared Realty. From Tryon to Maggie Valley, let Brian Bird and B Squared Realty help you buy or sell your next home. Find out more at HendoRealtor.com. Care Solutions Mobility Center, restoring independence and erasing boundaries, 1419 Asheville Highway or on Edney Street. Visit caresolutions.us. Kaysen Oil, providing the best fuel oil and petroleum products in the area and featuring the best brands, the most trusted customer care, and the most dependable delivery services. Visit KaysenOil.com. Cheap Chips, formerly Mr. Pete's, 5 locations in Henderson County to serve you. For gas, snacks, and stuff, visit Cheap Chips. G&B Energy, dependable propane delivery to your home, farm, or business with competitive pricing and unmatched service. Visit gbenergy.com. And Warren Restoration. When you need a restoration company that can handle the cleanup from water damage, fire and smoke damage, or storm damage, Warren Restoration is the team you need. Warren Restoration. It's going to be okay. WarrenRestoration.com.